during all of the 911 calls. You played all those 911 calls, correct? But
yes, sir.
It was only after, and specifically after you played the Lauer 911 call, that you looked at Mr. Martin and asked if that was the voice of his son screaming in the background, correct?
It was the most graphic, yes, sir.
Right. And it was right at that precise time because you wanted to know what he thought of the voice on the tape, didn't you?
Objection, leading question.
What was the purpose of asking him?
To clarify that it was, in fact, if it was or if it wasn't his son's voice.
Right, because that was significant to your investigation, correct?
Yes, sir.
You were doing it, as Mr. DeLeonda said, as sensitively as you could, but it was something you had to do as the chief investigator.
Yes, sir.
Because you knew that if Trayvon Martin's father had said
a leading question.
Okay, you need to rephrase your question.
Was it significant in your investigation that Mr. Martin said it was not the son of the voice of his son?
It became significant in the investigation because at that point in time, there really wasn't much of a dispute at that time of where that voice came from.
Because it was your understanding, your investigation, that other information, well, let me ask you this. What other information supported that was George Zimmerman screaming?
Objection is to hearsay now.
Only to the extent that he was the chief investigating officer, Your Honor, and he...
Okay. No speaking objections.
Sorry.
Please. Overruled.
It was statements that I obtained from the initial responding officers, coupled with statements provided by an eyewitness. You want names or?
Sure.
Okay. Officer Tim Smith, statements that he had heard the defendant make, and John Good, who at that point had provided me with the statement, both in writing and I believe taped also, that it was his belief that it was George Zimmerman the one yelling for help.
So, with that information in mind, you were presenting this to Mr. Martin with what idea? What did you want to accomplish by presenting this to Mr. Martin and having him listen to it?
For my own clarification, to make sure that everybody had it correct, or at that point, information that I had was correct.
And did that information, did Mr. Martin's response fit into the other information you already had available?
At that point in time, yes, sir, it did.
And to the extent that he said no, you understood that to be what? When he said no, what question do you think he was answering?
That the voice in the background was not that of his son's.
Did he ever contact you in the days or weeks after that to ask you whether or not he could listen to the tape again?
No, sir, he did not.
Did he ever say anything to you about, I want to change my mind and I want to listen to it again to see anything else about that tape?
No, sir.
Did you question directly Ms. Green in regard to her thought as to whose voice that was?
Not that I recall, sir, no.
Did she counter or contest Tracy Martin's acknowledgement that it was not his son's voice?
Calls for hearsay and also an assumption on the part of Ms. Green.
I'll rephrase it.
That the objection sustained.
Did Ms. Green counter, did she say anything that evidenced to you as the investigator that she disagreed with Mr. Martin?
No, sir.
Though it was undoubtedly a very emotional time for Mr. Martin and also for you, do you have any concern that he understood your question and that he answered it by saying no?
No, sir.
Thank you. Nothing further.
Thank you.
You were asked about information you had prior to that.
Yes, sir.
And you mentioned Mr. Good, correct?
Yes,
you mentioned Mr. Good and you mentioned the defendant, Mr. Zimmerman, correct?
I didn't mention Mr. Zimmerman. That was independent of Mr. Zimmerman.
Okay. You mentioned Tim Smith.
Yes, sir.
That he had actually heard the call, or he just said, this is what Mr. Zimmerman said?
Yes.
Okay. Right?
Yes, based on what Mr. Zimmerman said to Officer Smith.
Right. And you recall when you played that recording to Mr. Zimmerman, that Mr. Zimmerman said, it doesn't sound like me. You recall that?
Yes, I do.
In terms of you played that 911 call and he told you, it doesn't sound like me. Correct?
I believe his words were, that doesn't even sound like me, quote unquote.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. And finally, sir, you were asked about Ms. Green, who you knew as the fiance or girlfriend of Mr. Martin, right?
Yes, sir.
And would you agree that she was consoling Mr. Martin, correct?
Yes, sir.
So in terms of what she said she heard or not, she was focusing on providing whatever comfort she could.
Yes, sir.
To the father of the father of Trayvon Martin.
Yes, sir.
Would that be accurate?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I gather in all your experience, you've never had a recording such as this where you don't just have a voice, but you also have the shooting itself all in one recording, or have you had that before?
No, this is the first.
That's the first time?
Yes, sir.
So it was pretty emotionally draining for you two, I'm assuming, having to play that for the victim's dad.
That and the circumstances surrounding the entire incident. Yes, sir.
There's not really a SOP or any kind of written directive in the police logbook or whatever, or case book on how to deal with things like this. Yes, sir.
Other than calling for spiritual assistance and support, but at that point in time, that interview or that debriefing or that briefing of the family, there is no, that I'm aware of.
And I gather in the reaction of Mr. Martin, you kind of sensed what he was going through too.
Oh, yes, sir.
Was it obvious?
Very much so.
Thank you, sir.
Redirect.
Only on the one issue that was just brought up. When Mr. Zimmerman said to you in the challenge interview that you had with him, doesn't even sound like me, remember that, just brought up by Mr. Del Rionda?
Yes, sir.
You did not take that as an indication that Mr. Zimmerman was denying that it was him on the voice, did you?
Sustained.
Did you, when Mr. Zimmerman said that to you, what indication did that give to you?
As typical as somebody hearing their voice on recording, a lot of people don't recognize their own voices. It's a little bit different hearing it than how it sounds when you're speaking it.
Within the context of your investigation, did you accept that to be a denial by Mr. Zimmerman that it was actually his voice?
No,
or just that he didn't recognize his own voice?
I didn't take it as a denial, and I took it as him not recognizing his own voice.
Okay. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you. May Officer Serino be excused?
At this time, subject to recall.
Okay, you're excused, but subject to being